Welcome to episode 2F19, The PTA Disbands, originally broadcast on April 16th, 1995. My name is Matt Groening. I'm the creator of Maggie Simpson's Pacifier. I stole her sleep suit from Sweepy.
David Silverman, supervising director.
My name is Swinton Scott. I directed this episode.
David Merkin, executive producer and showrunner. And that was my favorite, one of my very, very favorite opening couch gags.
That was actually one of mine.
Brilliant,
you know, I was looking
David.
Down. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Well, what was it?
It's Escher.
The Escher one.
The Escher, it's the Escher one. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, I love that one.
It seemed like a good idea.
This is a very complicated show for you to do, I would say.
This opening shot here with the bus vibrating up and down, backgrounds panning, everything moving.
By the way, this is
nice
the kind
explosion.
Of complaints we have to deal with all the time from the directors. Oh, the bus is moving. Oh, it's bouncing up and down. They never stop whining, people. I'm telling you, it's just... No, it is. This was a big show. It has a lot of...
There's a lot of complicated things going on.
I know, I just bail. We kid each other, you know, the writers and the producers and the directors.
I like the fact that Ralph is in the back with the slow kids.
I absolutely love the way you did the bus, actually. My favorite thing is when the floor comes out near Bart and Lisa. This braking procedure. This is written by Jennifer Crittenden. I think it's her second script, and she had this idea about there being a teacher strike. First we'll talk. This is the exact setting up of F Troop, and that's even the guy who was always in the tower in the opening credits. And we set you up for this wonderful joke, and then we don't give it to you. That's what you can depend on from The Simpsons. We will screw you out of a laugh that you deserve and just frustrate you. Instead of making people laugh, I think frustrating people is equivalently honorable, don't you think, Matt?
Makes us laugh, yes.
Yeah. $5 a child. But obviously, so much of this is based on my experience as a kid with schools running out of money. And just a problem that continues on and on and on and on.
Are you from Los Angeles originally?
No, it's actually from Philadelphia.
Oh, so am I from
Philadelphia. Oh, are you from Philadelphia? Yeah. See, so we both understand the school system.
Schools have no money.
They had no money. And it's still obviously a problem, though there are some wise-ass schools like this, these private schools that have all
bus.
The money in the world.
Yeah.
Those things are rigged.
On May 21, 1864, the men of the 9th Bearded Infantry...
You know, we had a guy do nothing but all the props for this sequence, because he was a Civil War buff.
That's right, they're very accurate.
Fort Springfield, we surrender unconditionally!
We're sick!
And we see that Fort Springfield does not take people who surrender. They'd much rather slaughter people in the Springfield tradition of being unfair and uncaring.
Well, it's bravery, it's gallantry.
It is.
Yes.
And the Springfielders heroically slaughtered their enemies as they
prayed. I
love the way he daintily waves.
Hard to see what's going on. I can only make out the fat soldiers.
All right, children, switch.
Looks like it sounds like an ADR line.
Hey,
that was a good one.
They're trying to learn for free.
They're trying to learn for free. And so now everybody turns against
them. Run, children.
I love the way it comes out of Otto's nose.
That
was
nice
a great, absolutely a great detail. And this is kind of similar from a lot of movies, but maybe specifically Von Ryan's Express, where the one guy doesn't make it, and they have to leave him behind, poor Uter. And then we cut away at exactly the right moment, but you definitely see he's going to get it.
He's going to get close.
Yeah, and Von Ryan's Express, Frank Sinatra, he doesn't get beaten by the...
He doesn't. We had to take, because this is a young child, we had to take it a little further.
Yes, so exactly.
The whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think this was for me.
There's Allison, who is Lisa's rival, sitting in the background there, who is somebody we introduced earlier this season.
Salaries, supplies, the food.
Very, very nice performance by Marsha Wallace and Harry Shearer as Principal Skinner. It's a nice nice relationship episode for them.
And also Doris Grau.
The irreplaceable, perfect Doris Grau.
Fantastic voice.
Lunch Lady Doris is just terrific.
We both know these children have no future.
This is one of my favorite moments where the principal says the children have no and you prove me wrong. A great performance by Harry.
That's a great shot.
Yeah, nice down shot.
Very prison campy, the shot. Yeah, it's very much those. We kind of use similar shots to that in the Halloween show where the teachers start eating the students.
Yes,
a lot of those high down angles where Malk? He has got Malk with vitamins.
Got Malk anyone?
With these supplies. Well, the pointer's so old it's worn down to a nub.
Or mix it even higher.
It still points, doesn't it?
Stop that! Look at this.
I like that line. Reading
stuff. We have ones that were banned by other schools.
My favorite is Tech War, which is by William Shatner. We were kind of obsessed with William Shatner, who we've never gotten to do the show. I think we'll never do the show. Matt got him to do
Futurama. He was great. He was fantastic.
An excellent episode, yes. But we've kind of made enough fun of him on The Simpsons that he refused to do the show. There's always a point that you get where they're really not going to come back. I think we crossed it about 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
She did?
Yeah. She said you'd fall faster than Superman on laundry day.
David Silverman loves that line, and it's written by Jace Richdale, the folding faster than Superman on laundry day. It is a really funny line.
Very sensitive little boy.
Thank you,
sir. So Jennifer came in and pitched this story about the PTA, actually about there being a teacher strike. And, you know, it was really full of great potential because we love to study the fact that schools don't have any money and they actually should have more money than anything. But they don't. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately. Nice sound effects on the fighting over the mic.
All is well in the school.
And I love how lame his thing is. All is fine in the school. That's all he can think of saying. Which
sounds like my principal from junior high school.
Our teachers went on strike when I was in the Philadelphia school system.
Yeah, in 72, 73, they were out in September and then again January, February.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly it. And I remember that. Great performance here.
Yeah, nice one for
Nancy. You were out of school then?
I'd like to get down.
We were out of school, and I think that's Nancy doing that voice there, by the way, and just a great job.
We had a strike also when we were in fifth grade, we had a strike.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
A strike, yeah.
It was really kind of fun and frightening at the same time, because you wanted to get out. There's Allison again, playing in the band, playing the sax, just like we established. And the forbidden music is actually incredibly lame. That's also what the joke was, in case nobody figured that out. In case you people think that Pop Goes the Weasel is cool, I'm pointing out that it's not.
Do you remember they were trying to teach us on TV? TV
oh,
lessons?
Yeah, I didn't do that. I think I never, similar to what happens to the kids here, kind of went insane just the way Bart did. This is
but they
lot.
Tried to have school on TV?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story. Like English lessons.
All right, we'll do another strike.
Stuff.
It's time for another strike.
You
heard it here
once
first,
a decade. You can repeat a plot.
Yeah, after a decade, we start to repeat things.
Oh, yeah.
Good performance by Yardley here, just being...
All right, leave that crowbar here. You know I don't like you prying and Jimmy.
So you were saying about the...
So she pitched this story, right. You know, and I thought, oh, it's great. The teachers are going to strike, and the kids are going to go insane, and it's great for Bart, and it's bad for Lisa, and all this stuff. But that character, by the way, is based on Tony Randall, his Milhouse's tutor. This is exactly what would happen, by the way. It's all very accurate. She pitched the idea of the teachers going on strike, and she thought that the most exciting part of this would be that the PTA disbands. And I thought that was so hilariously uninteresting and hilarious that she found that exciting. That is why, just kind of like to annoy her, I called it the PTA disbands, because that's the most boring part of the whole story. And also, as you see, when they actually announced that the PTA is disbanding, I had a guy panic so badly that he jumps out the window and crashes through glass. And when he hears that they're not disbanding, which they don't disband in here at all, by the way, he just thinks it, he actually comes back in and he's calm.
In reverse.
Yes. Checkmate. This is like taking something out of Searching for Bobby Fischer and screwing with it that Bart is playing a bunch of chess games, but he sucks. That's the point. There's nothing special about him. And we do that joke again and again and again where we see Bart study a lot, work really hard, and then get an F. I mean, those are the kind of things that I really enjoy.
Half-assed. That's the American way.
Meaning that no matter how hard you try, you're not going to get any better than you are. It's a really motivational piece of information for the kids. The half-ass speech is, you know, where you, if you don't like your job, you don't strike, you just do it half-assed. I forget who came up with that, but it was very, very funny.
Sounds like something George would point out.
Could be George Meyer, could be.
Well, it's always in the last place you look.
Again, some really, really nice angles there.
So, if we were in school this week, what do you think we'd be learning?
Get away from me. Good news, people!
Yeah!
I'm happy to announce that another union has joined us in a sympathy strike. The Piano Tuners Local 412!
We got a really good out-of-tune piano sound for that, by the
very
way.
Very nice.
Really happy about that.
You know, I heard Skinner say...
So like the way the tuner is very, very happy that's out of tune.
Yes.
I'm not doing my job.
Skinner said the... But yeah, you know, we should use this as a... You know, teachers should be paid a lot more so that we attract even better people. The very best people in the world should be teaching our children, not somebody who's very, very low paid so that they're not really interested in doing the job and the better people are going to go take other jobs. Has anybody ever said this before? Are we breaking new ground by pointing this out? Obviously, since the show has aired, it's really changed things a lot.
Yes.
15-minute recess, Milhouse. The recess assignment is chapters 3.
That's Harry Shearer doing his best Tony Randall impression. Milhouse becomes a great student. He's recesses to read.
For at least one episode, he becomes very smart.
However, this is a run of the dumbest sounds we could make Bart say.
I can play in 2 weeks.
Juh.
Juh. Juh. I like the design of Jimbo's mom. Definitely from the same family.
It explains so much about Jimbo to see his home environment, to see the pressures that drove him to becoming what he is.
So what was that based on, him taking a little piece of food there?
I don't think that was based on anything except that he was, you know, in
a very... Well, according to my notes...
Yeah, the notes say something, but I don't think we wrote it with the idea of anything except that that's the way you take a little finger sandwich when you're in a posh environment like that.
Well, the notes say it's based on Warren Beatty taking a watercress sandwich from his mother when in a tiff.
It's good that you said it, because that's specifically not based on that.
I didn't think Warren Beatty was
no, it's
Adobe
not. It's
I don't
not,
know where, just, I don't know.
I just read what the notes tell me to read. Okay?
People watch it, and this is what happens, you know, on the internet.
David, you're going off script. Oh, here we go. Violence, that was a good section of the show.
Grade me. Look at me. Evaluate and rank me.
Ugh. Again, you know, obviously that was based on the great Frank Capra movie. Jimmy Stewart, you know, talks everyone into not, you know, It's a Wonderful Life, into not taking money out. And we obviously showed you what would really happen if someone tried to do that. It would only get worse. What's your money doing in my house? And you would punch the person.
Because it probably did happen back in 32.
That's exactly what really happened, instead of this Frank Capra set of lies that you get. I love that Lisa's managed to make a perpetual motion machine in her spare time because she's not in school.
That actually accelerates.
See that? That's great animation right there. Dark Bart with one line under his eye, and it just makes him look so much more sinister.
In this house, we obey the laws of thermodynamics!
One of the things I love is that Homer is incredibly stupid, and then out of nowhere, he knows thermodynamics, he knows the Supreme Court justices. He'll have these pieces of information that are so surprising, and we go to that well a lot.
Our design guys actually designed a perpetual motion machine.
Oh, really?
Well, we should have patented it. Yeah. It actually works. If you design a perpetual motion machine based on what you've seen in this cartoon, it works. I'm telling you.
I love all of the ADR voices, lines that you have here. They're very, very funny.
A lot of the ADR is all completely ad-libbed by the actors.
Yeah.
And you can particularly hear Dan. As Dan's going, taxes! We forgot about the taxes! Oh, yeah! And he goes, this means taxes.
Right.
Yeah, with the fingers.
That means
mean
money.
Taxes.
This is it.
That's Dan making all that up, and I it was it. Really cracking me up.
Finger thing means that.
Agree to disagree.
That's great.
Neither do I.
Oh, this is a deli.
And here we go.
Oh, my God. The PTA is disbanded!
Just to annoy Jennifer, I could not get Dan to do that big enough. I just wanted him to be as panicked. And see, he comes right back in and makes a backwards sound when he does it for some reason. He makes his own backwards jumping sound when he goes back to his seat.
And calmly brushes himself off.
Cyborgs. Cyborgs aren't invented yet. Use people from the neighborhood.
So this, I like this episode.
Oh, this is, wait. This is one of my all-time favorite scenes.
Looking out the window.
This whole run. This run.
That's a paddling. Staring at my sandals. That's a paddling. Paddling the school canoe. Oh, you better believe that's a paddling.
Love that. I say that all the time.
And it makes no sense. Like, that's what's the best about it.
Refill, sir?
Cause the erratic oscillation, you can see it there, of the neighboring particles.
Another great toy. This is, yeah, this is so great here.
That was a huge toy for me.
With the satellite
even when I got older,
top.
I thought it was
it's
a
so
great toy.
To play with.
I still spend hours a day. None of this PlayStation crap for me. Just give me one of those.
One of those what?
I don't know what they're called. What would you call it?
Popcorn pop.
All right.
Oh, yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
Popper.
You see, there's no name for it.
There is no name for it.
If you know a name, please send it in, and you can win $25,000.
Popcorn popper.
From
or
Fox.
Is it?
This is, these are great performances, by the way. This is Hank as Mo, and he starts to almost cry here in his voice.
Well, children, I can't help that.
It's also great, too, is Mo doesn't really have particularly big ears, but right. He is sensitive about it.
I know. It's another, of all the things that's wrong with Mo's face, it's not his ears, and that's what he's concentrating on.
And that Gabe Kaplan reference was obviously Welcome Back, Cotter.
Right.
That's right. And I love that reference, that somehow Bart got rid of Gabe Kaplan as well. Obviously a scene we would have enjoyed seeing.
Yeah.
Stop now.
But when Hank almost cried in his voice, this is a creation of Bill and Josh, this character. And this character's one joke, he only has one joke, is he sounds like he's going to... be around, and he threatens, and he suddenly gets very, very happy and introduces someone else who's completely non-threatening. First it was Flanders, mm-hmm. And then it was
Dave,
this
did
character.
Did you design that guy that you're drawing? Who designed that
I don't
guy?
Think so.
No, the design crew.
I don't think so. Well, I just love also the pose you had of him. He's just so, like this mountain and anger.
That was based on me.
Okay.
That's Dan doing the voice, and Dan's veins would pop out of his head.
Oh. It is really fun to watch the actors become the characters as they're saying their lines.
It's really nice. But as I was saying, Hank almost cried as Mo there in his voice. And so then Swinton takes that and draws just a fantastic face where Mo is almost crying. So that's how everybody inspires each other. That's my favorite joke. That's
when
he had attacks on a chair was his first attack. And his second attack clearly would have killed any teacher there. So apparently all these people he's crossing out, like Gabe Kaplan, their skulls are crushed and they've been destroyed in some horrible way.
They all died.
All tucked away down there.
Well, my teacher's a nightmare. Three kids got sick from inhaling his ointment fumes. He confiscated everything made of tin.
Again, this is one of our, even though it's kind of a big story in a way, it's one of our smaller character shows. So the great thing, again, about writing on The Simpsons that I love so much is that some weeks it's a much more smaller interpersonal story with lots of little acting things, lots of little character things. And then other stories are big and physical and have lots of physical action. And they're each challenges in their own ways. You know, what Swinton is doing here and throughout is all this great character acting. So the emotions are coming out and you're seeing the subtleties.
Just about enough of your Vassar bashing, young lady.
Whereas the thing about Vassar, too.
He does, yes. Suddenly Homer is an expert on Vassar, yeah, along with thermodynamics.
I'm going to keep teaching your class. Like it or lump it.
Well, then, I guess I'll just have to get into the crawl space again.
Getting into the crawl space.
He gets in the crawl space. I love the sounds that we got of the scratching and running around. She just uselessly hits it with it.
Psst. Over here. Huh?
Mom. The perils of having your parent teach you at school, particularly your mom.
My lunch money.
So,
I
need that
money. Last thing you want to see is one of your parents at school all day, every day.
Yes.
I particularly enjoyed the diversion that's created so the guys can beat him up.
Yeah.
They instantly start punching him.
Why isn't my mom stopping this?
We've created a diversion.
The amount of pain that we have the little children go through in The Simpsons is amazing. And, you know, especially, and Nancy does a great, whenever we've punched her, she always does great, and I always find it just amazingly violent, but yet, because it's a cartoon, you just, we're fine.
They just bounce back. They're made out of plastic.
They do. They do bounce back very quickly.
The?
His last one was Zuh,
yeah. Your book smarts and my ability to exploit people with book smarts, we can figure out a clever plan to get them back together.
A surprise party for me in Principal Skinner's office? Well, I don't know, but all right.
Me? Go to my office? It's highly irregular, but all right.
And you're not coming out till you reach an agreement.
Now, these kind of jokes are very difficult to do. Which is the idea that, you know, he has an idea that they're going to stop very soon and start negotiating instead of trying to get out. But we actually see that many hours go by, and yet they've never stopped pounding on the door.
Come on! Will you work?
And again, all those are just ad-libs from the actors. Very funny-sounding ad-libs, by the way. Finally, there's...
Very, very nice, by the way. Just the lock bouncing up and down. It's great. Very subtle.
It's very subtle, and you have to decide how long it goes on and what is too long, what isn't long enough, when the tension's broken. It's always tricky. And then sometimes I'll see it years later and go, that wasn't right, but it's still because my mind is doesn't see it in the same clear way. Mm. You know, people tend to laugh at it, so that's a good sign.
This was a great way to make extra money renting out our cloakrooms to the overcrowded prison system.
Yo, I used to sit right over there.
It's all right, children. Just ignore the murder.
As a bonus, some of our more troublesome students might be scared straight.
Schools and prisons.
Yes. Well, Bart is going to learn something.
Now, is it true or false? Do we keep the prisoner in school? Do we see the prisoner every time they go back to school now?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's completely consistent.
Yeah. Yes, we wouldn't want to abandon that idea.
No, it's a brilliant idea.
I hope that's been consistent throughout all these years.
It's been adopted in Texas,
sometimes we shoot it from an angle that you don't actually see the cell.
Right.
I like that Groundskeeper Willie was in the guard tower.
Yeah, that was his new job, yes.
We'll always find a spot for him.
Well, there you go. Another exciting episode.
Down the drain.
Down the drain.
I mean, and, in the can.
And we know the guys who really like to listen to these commentaries and hear these little details, you know. And we call them nerds. And we call this kind of situation is a term I've coined called nerdvana. That's what the commentary, maybe in the greatest commentary is the commentary for Lord of the Rings. That's nerdvana. So is the commentary for The Simpsons. So we're proud to be here. Thanks, everybody.
And we had a great time.
We did. Good night.
See ya.